In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. For I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and the Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Jenny scribbled those words into her notebook and smiled with an inner glow. Finally, it all made perfect sense. Here was her answer. Her spiritual life had felt empty. Church had felt empty. How many Sundays did she waste sitting in those old wooden pews? Finally, she had found a real church, a place where she could be fed. Unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and the Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Jenny looked at those words and her mind began to race. Her life would never be the same again. The next months of Jenny's life were filled with excitement. She attended two different worship services every week. Each sermon was so personal, so applicable, that she could fill an entire page with the changes in her life that she wanted to make. Project Righteousness, she wrote, smiling to herself. The worship music was so passionate. As she closed her eyes and sang, she could feel like it was just her alone with God. Soon, a small group welcomed her in, and she was amazed. It was so freeing to see spiritually mature people choosing for themselves what they wanted to believe. For the first time in her life, Jenny started reading the Bible on her own every day. She felt filled with the Spirit, and when she prayed, she felt closer to God. She even began to talk with her friends and family about Jesus. And whenever she could, she dropped in her favorite quote from him. Unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and the Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of God. And that's what I'm doing, Jenny said, because I want to enter the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God. The next few months of Jenny's life were filled with the same excitement and zeal until one night, after her small group, Jenny got in her car, but she didn't make it home. Jenny was killed in an accident. Jenny's new church was devastated. At the funeral, the pastor remarked about all the good that Jenny had done. One by one, each eulogy sang Jenny's praises, how her life had been totally transformed. We should all strive to be a little more like Jenny, the pastor said in closing. Jenny has truly shown us how to enter the kingdom of heaven. In that very moment, Jenny stood before her Lord, and he sentenced her to hell. Lord, Lord, she said, did I not? But he interrupted her. I never knew you, he said. Depart from me, you worker of lawlessness. Countless people, just like Jenny, die and go to hell every day because they do not have a righteousness that exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees. They have a righteousness that is identical to the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees. They have a righteousness that comes from within, from themselves. And this, according to God's own mouth, is no righteousness at all. For there is none who is righteous, no, not one. There is no one who understands, no one who seeks after God. And that was certainly true with Jenny. Even when she felt like she was seeking God, the truth is, she was only seeking herself. She was seeking after a God who conformed himself to her feelings, to her preferences, a God molded in the form of her own image. And her new church encouraged her in this. No, the more Jenny attempted to increase her righteousness so that she exceeded the righteousness of the Pharisees and scribes, the more she became just like them. Guilty, because all our righteousness is as filthy rags. Guilty, because the law of God stops every mouth and the world stands guilty before him. Therefore, whoever relaxes one of the least of these my commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. For by these commandments comes the knowledge of sin. If you want to enter the kingdom of heaven, you must be able to boast that you have kept the whole law perfectly, every commandment from birth, not one single sin, not one. Otherwise, you have no righteousness of your own. For the scriptures declare, whoever keeps the whole law but fails in one point has become accountable for all of it. So the righteousness that you have, dear Christian, must be a righteousness that exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees. Jesus himself tells you that. And the only righteousness that exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees is the righteousness that you have in Christ Jesus. Through the blood that runs down his cross. A righteousness of God that is worked entirely outside of you. A righteousness of God that is alien to you. A righteousness of God that is imputed to you and credited to you. You are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God set forth as a propitiation by his blood through faith to demonstrate his righteousness. This is the gospel. This is the word of God that declares you forgiven, justified, saved. This is why Paul writes to the Corinthians, I decided to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. And this is why the church today must reject all who set man's feelings, man's preferences, and man's righteousness at the center of their preaching and worship. For such churches may say Christian on the outside, but truth be told, they are the churches of hell. For they lead the Jennies and so many others like her into the most damnable of all idolatries, religion of one's own righteousness and worship of one's own self. You are the salt of the earth, Jesus says. You are a Christian. But if salt has lost its taste, if the Christian has lost that which makes him a Christian, such can only be thrown out and trampled under people's feet. Jesus doesn't tell you once here how you ought to be. He tells you who you are. You are the salt of the earth, the flavor of his righteousness, sprinkled into a bland and tasteless world. You are the light of the world, Jesus says. You are the church. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light so shine before others that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. What is the single and greatest good work that the church can do? The children's song had it right all along. This little gospel light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. For just as a city on a hill cannot hide itself, so the church cannot pretend that it isn't really the church. Nor can we hide our gospel under a basket, trying to hide who we really are and what we're really about. For the light we have and the light we give to the world is none other than the light of Jesus Christ and Him crucified. His righteousness alone, shining upon us, covering us in His perfect light. Thy strong word bespeaks us righteous, we sang, bright with thine own holiness. A transformed life isn't enough. Feeling close to God isn't enough. For the scribes and the Pharisees had all this too. And every man-made religion offers the same. But the church is different than all of this blandness and darkness, because the church proclaims a different righteousness altogether. Our salt and light is the proclamation that Jesus has done it for you. He is all the righteousness that you need. And He pours His righteousness out to you in baptismal water, washing you clean. He pours His righteousness out to you through the lips of the faithful pastor who absolves you and preaches the cross into your ears. He pours out His righteousness for you, the very cup of salvation given and shed for you. His righteousness is yours. No, Jesus has not come to abolish the law or the prophets, to lead people to their own personal religion. He has not come to fudge an iota here and a dot there so that you can worship and believe however you want to. Nor does He relax even a single commandment so that we might attempt to enter His kingdom with our own righteousness. No, the law and the prophets must not be abolished. They must be fulfilled. Fulfilled when He Himself is perfectly obedient to the law for us. Fulfilled when He Himself bears the curse of the law for us. Fulfilled when He Himself is our righteousness. Your righteousness does exceed that of the scribes and Pharisees. For your righteousness is in Christ Jesus and Him alone. And the truth is, you have already entered the kingdom of heaven. For the kingdom of heaven has come upon you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.